From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday denounced the Syrian regime's chemical weapons attack as an affront to humanity and warned it will not be tolerated. Trump was speaking alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at a White House news conference. He was asked if the Syrian chemical attack on the population in Idlib province crossed a so-called red line, sometimes meant to mark whether or not an action will be taken.
It crossed a lot of lines for me. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines.
President Trump. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday removed his chief political strategist, Stephen Bannon, from the National Security Council. The decision reverses an earlier appointment that had drawn the ire of foreign policy experts in Washington. Some lawmakers and industry insiders had said it was inappropriate that Bannon, whose chief calling card is as a political provocateur, served on the high-level White House panel that discusses pressing national security concerns. Russia's State Investigative Committee says it has arrested six Central Asian men in St. Petersburg on suspicion of aiding terrorist activity 2 days after a deadly attack on a crowded subway train in that city. The group is accused of recruiting other men from Central Asian republics to join Islamic State and other extremist groups since 2015. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Wednesday to discuss a chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed scores of people. Observers, diplomats, and analysts are blaming the incident in the town of Khan Sheikhoun on forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian allies. Members of the Security Council expressed their outrage. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
In his comments, British UN Ambassador Matthew Rycroft called out Russia for its repeated veto of UN resolutions, which would have condemned Syrian use of chemical weapons and called for meaningful sanctions. Vetoes, he maintains, have caused suffering.
So let me close by asking Russia, what is your plan? What is your plan to stop these horrific, senseless attacks? We had a plan, and we had the support, and you rejected it to protect Assad. It's time now for you to stop blocking and start helping by joining Security Council consensus. Our draft resolution condemns this attack and calls for consequences.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley called the attack a new low, even for the barbaric Assad regime. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Just a day before a scheduled U.S.-China summit in Florida, North Korea on Wednesday launched a medium-range ballistic missile into the East Sea. VOA's Brian Patton has more from Seoul.
Early this morning, both the U.S. and South Korea reported that North Korea launched a KN-15 medium-range ballistic missile. North Korea has been testing ballistic missiles almost on a biweekly basis for the last year. There's a lot of strategy going on. There are defensive measures going on. And what we're continuing to see here is a buildup of military resources and arsenals on both sides of the Korean border.
Germany has threatened to slap social media companies with huge fines if they do not act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a measure that would fine social media companies like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they don't do enough to censor comments that violate the German speech law. Germany outright bans any speech that overtly promotes racism or insults a certain segment of the population. It also bans public Holocaust denial. At least seven people are dead after a car bomb exploded outside a coffee shop in Somali capital of Mogadishu Wednesday. Witnesses and officials say a car packed with explosives was deliberately parked outside the nearly open shop located near offices that house the Ministries of Internal Security, Youth, and Sports. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.